Okay, so it's Wednesday the 4th of May, 2011, and woke up this morning around 6:15, something like that, and left to work around 7:30. Had to remember to take all my racing gear, which I'll talk about in a minute, but got to work reasonable time, a bit of traffic on the way, got there about 7:45, something like that, and then got ready to do the briefing and stuff in the morning. This morning has been really good. Had Chris, my friend Chris Broad, come over and do his assessment. He's going to be doing some days for us in May, so it's really good to see him back, and had some good chats with him, and he did fine in his assessment as well, so really, really good, and yeah, happy days. Nice to see some of the original faces about, you know, so all good times. After that, we had a spot of lunch. He came up and had lunch with us as well, and we chatted with the rest of the team, looking over the tracks on the balcony, which has been great because it's been really nice and warm and sunny again. No sign of rain at all. Nothing's happening on that front, but it's been glorious sunshine. And yeah, it was all lovely. So after that, I had a drive with a couple of VIPs called Simon and Matt from a company that are looking to do some stuff with us. And I took them out in the AMGs. They drove the C-Class, both of them, and they absolutely loved that. And then they said, could I take them around? And I said, well, I don't know, I'm not too sure. And then they were talking about how great the SLS is as a car. So then I surprised them and took them around for passenger rides in the SLS, and they thought that was mega. So yeah, happy times there. And then after that, it's been quite a busy afternoon. A little bit of admin stuff, trying to chase up some of the signage and things that we need for the other sites, and then around 4 o'clock-ish, John Surtees arrived, which was good. He was meeting us to go through some bits and pieces regarding the Henry Surtees Karting Challenge for charity event that we're going to be hopefully doing in July, and we talked about that a little bit. He also went and talked to about the event catering stuff with Charlotte Paul upstairs, and while I went to get ready and change. At this point, Charlie Graham from Daytona Raceway arrived, and then we got ourselves suited and booted and all made our way over, including my boss Andrew, me, Tiff, Elliot, Charlie Graham, John Surtees, all sorts of people went over there, and Richard, the mechanic who does a mega job with the cars. So we went over there and had a little bit of a practice around there to see what the car was like. Alan Wynne was also there from Brooklands Museum. Lots of people with noise monitors and a bit apprehensive of how it was going to go, but I think it was really positive. Everybody really liked it, and myself and Tiff went to go and try out the carts because they needed two carts to see what the noise was like. And yeah, it was all really, really good. It's pretty much flat out everywhere, apart from the N6 corner and N3 going towards the building. They're going to change the gearing a little bit as well to make it a bit quieter, a little bit quicker down straights. But yeah, it's nice. It's a historic moment. It's sort of the first test session for what would be the first competitive race at Brooklands since 1939, pretty much. So yeah, it's going to be pretty special to do that at this venue, so that's all good stuff. After that, we met at the Brooklands Hotel just for a quick drink and to talk about various bits and pieces. And then we made our way back, and yeah, and then just having a chill that evening. So, busy day, as ever. Mental, crazy, but it's all good fun. So, until next time, goodbye now.